Bonsoir, Monsieur Dame. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, February 9th, 2014, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of LiveAndGrind.com, broadcasting to you live from the, oh my goodness, it finally rained a little bit, beaches of Southern California, in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcasts, and Naked Girls Radio. The song you just heard at the top of the hour is called World Meditates by Rav Amerlach. Check out this next song by Dava. It is called Drinking Song.
We'll be right back. radio pirate, y'a plus d'interférence sur la National 4. Aline, je t'attends dans la cabine, Aline. Au passage, fais-moi signe.
To my hot audio erotica. This story is called Hot Housekeeping. It's about what happens when three is company. A very full house, indeed.
How do they say that?
I don't know, but it's about to start. Hello, you're watching Sandra London TV, and what you're about to hear is a hot, cold reading of the very next video coming up that's going to be called Housekeeping, and we will start right about now.
Ariola, I clean now?
Yes, you cleaning.
I fluff for you.
Oh, yes, yes, good. Good boy, Patrick. I like.
Ariola, are you in there? I want to see our son, Arnie.
Yes, Mario. I am there. I am almost coming.
Do we have the time? I finish?
Patrick, you must not be so hot in here. Mario will ask a funny question. Arnie does not look anything like him. He looks like you, puppy.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Mira, you can see.
Uh-oh. Ariola, come. I want to spend a quality time with my family. Give me my son. You never let me see him for very long.
I come. I just wanted to show, Patrick, how to wax my ass.
What is going on in there?
The glass, nothing. I'm showing him how to to wax the glass.
Nonsense. Do I need to come in there?
Oh, if only you had, maybe. If only you had.
My baby.
Voila. So that's it so far. That's just a little script I wrote up in about 5 minutes or so. I'm going to work on it, and then we're going to do the actual play version of it. And then you will see it, and our faces will be out of hiding. Good night. I'll be back.
Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sandra London, of livinggrind.com. You just heard Black Metal Rose by the band Fierce Creatures, and before that, you heard Drinking Song by Dava. That was a great song. I don't remember if I played that for you all, but yes, I was grooving along, and you all shall see that in the video version of this very shortly. That was great. Yeah. And also my short form erotica, Hot Housekeeping. Hope you all enjoyed that. And yes, as you may have seen in the episode headliner, I put that, or in the details rather, I put that I would be doing a live reading of Ain't I a Woman by none other than Sojourner Truth. And I shall do that. I'm debating whether to do it right now or to do it after, like, birthdays and history stuff, all the stuff I normally do, but I think I'm just, I don't know, I might as well do it now because, like, yeah, I'll just be too nervous the more, the longer I wait. But I did. I must give props and like humble respect to a performer who read this aloud in Kansas at a university. Great, excellent. So I don't know how I'm going to do, but I'm going to do it anyway, y'all. So here we go. Ain't I a Woman by Sojourner Truth. Well, children, where there's so much racket, there must be something out of kilter. I think that took the Negroes of the South and the women of the North all talking about rights. The white men will be in a fix pretty soon. But what's all this here talking about? That man over there says that women need help into carriages and lifted over ditches and have the best place everywhere. Nobody ever helps me in the carriages or over mud puddles or gives me any best place. And ain't I a woman? Look at me. Look at my arm. I could have plowed and planted, gathered in the barns, and no man could head me. Ain't I a woman? I could work as much and eat as much as a man when I could get it, and bear the lash as well. And ain't I a woman? I've borne 13 children and seen them most all sold off to slavery. And when I cried out with my mother's grief, none but Jesus heard me. Ain't I a woman? Then they talked about this thing in the head. What's this they call it? Intellect. Yeah, that's it, honey. What's that got to do with women's rights or Negroes' rights? If my cup won't hold but a pint and yours holds a quart, wouldn't you be mean not to let me have my little half measure full? Then that little man in black there, he says women can't have as much rights as men because Christ wasn't a woman. Where did your Christ come from? Where did your Christ come from? From God and a woman. Man had nothing to do with him. If the first woman God ever made was strong enough to turn the world upside down all alone, these women together ought to be able to turn it back and get it right side up again. And now they's asking to do it. Men better let them. Obliged to you for hearing me. And now old Sojourner ain't got nothing more to say. The end. That was my reading of Ain't I a Woman by none other than Sojourner Truth, May we're back. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sandra London of LiveAndGrind.com. You just heard Happening for Lulu by Kraus. What was I going to say? Yes, congratulations to Sage Kutzenberg, hailing from Utah, for bringing home the gold en route virtually. He'll be here soon. Yes, that was really cool. I saw his, like, happiness acceptance speech thing, and I know he mentioned, something about, like, numbers and then the word Japanese, some weird style that he had never tried before, and he called his brother, and his brother said, hey, you're out there, you might as well try it, and then he tried it, and he stuck it, and hey, he got gold for it, so there you go, leap and the net shall appear, yes, that is awesome, and I believe Ashley Wagner also, I believe it's also for skiing, I believe skiing, she also got it, so hey, all that weird weather had to rub off in some awesome way for all of us here in the United States of America. Yes, all right, but yes, tonight's episode is called Something About Roman Republic. Yeah, congratulations, you're happy Roman Republic. And anyways, I went ahead and titled that for this evening's episode because on this day in history, like back in 1849, there was a temporary Roman Republic installed in Italy, of course, which one of the things that it afforded was the freedom to practice any religion or the freedom to practice no religion, aka irreligion, which is awesome because in, like, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, there is also a stipulation that says that's okay. I think that's great. That's awesome. Yes. let me give you, actually, I did write down some birthdays so far, and happy birthday to anyone, if I don't get to you this evening, over from Naked Girls Radio. I have to very carefully open different files while I'm broadcasting, because I don't want to, like, slow down the broadcast and, like, my Mac and la la la, so, yes, that's why you may not be mentioned, but I am thinking of you if it is your birthday this month. Woohoo! Yes, 1730, well, okay, I'm not going to give their ages. They may not even be alive anymore. I'm just going to say their names, but, like, they're supposed to have been born today. Thomas Paine, Thomas Cook, Willem Maybach, the guy behind the Maybach, Joe Pesci, and Carole King. That's what I got so far. So, happy birthday, and I'm going to look some more and see what other awesome events are, like, to be talked about today for a moment, and then I'll be right back with you. In the meanwhile, enjoy this next jam called Icky Icky by Mark Angelo. And he just sent me a new song called Move, and I was unable to upload it for this evening's broadcast, but I will be playing it next week. It's called Move. You can check it out on SoundCloud.com. Look for Mark Angelo. But check out this one, Icky Icky.
Oh, let's lavish. It's for my ladies. Yeah, her taste expensive. Oh, she's so picky, icky. Got them tricking on that pussy, how she so tricky, icky. Looking so sexy, I got that stiffy, icky. Let me crawl up in that nookie, call me itty bitty. Wanna get lifted? Come bro, this spliffy, icky. Wanna get tipsy? I get so trippy, icky. She drippy, saying that she don't want no hickeys. You could kiss me, but hurry up, I got her wet like a whippy. Yeah, stiffy, icky. She wanna ride and roll that sticky, icky. Oh, she got that lolly and she licky, icky. Lickin' at me, she want that quickie, icky. She want that quickie, icky. Say she want licky, icky. Say the mother niggas iffy, iffy. She gon' ride it and roll that sticky, icky. Lookin' at me, she want that quickie, icky. She want that quickie, icky. Yeah, I pet that kitty, itty. I know you like it. Rubbin' that titty, itty. Got you excited. Get that sticky, icky. You invited to my city, yeti. Come through, shorty, I ain't with the chitty, chitty. Oh yeah, that pussy so pink, oh that's so pretty, yeti. Go so hard when I beat it, I feel no pity, yeti. Hit me up and I pick you up like a willy, yeti. Get you silly. She say the mother niggas, yeti, yeti. She wanna run and roll that sticky, yeti. Oh, She got that lolly and she licky icky. Look at Amy, she want that quickie icky. She want that quickie icky, so she want licky icky. Say the mother niggas iffy iffy. She gon' ride it and roll that sticky icky. Looking at me, she want that quickie icky. She want that quickie icky.
I like that sticky icky. Oh, my baby don't smoke, she on that sippy iffy. She be down for whatever when she get tipsy icky. I give a quickie dicky, a tipsy limpy impy. And then I eat her like honey, like my name Winnie in it. Oh, I make her straight, oh, she so glissy icky. I call her icky vicky, oh, she so icky. We get it poppin' in the city with the tenties. Can't nobody see us 40-20.
She want the mother niggas yippee yippee. She wanna ride and roll that sticky icky. Oh, she got that lolly and she licky icky. Looking at me, she want that quickie icky. She want that quickie,
yeah,
she want licky,
yeah. Slippery, might catch me slippy, pop out a kitty. Ain't nothing wrong with it, as long as you go one half with me. Just kidding, just kidding. Don't get offended, just forget it. And let's make love like the world is ending.
Licky, 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 licky. Say the mother niggas, iffy, 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 iffy. She gon' ride it and roll that slippy, iffy. Roll that, looking at me, she want that quickie, quickie. Oh.
Where did my life go? Where did my heart run to? I wanna jump up, I wanna learn kung fu. How did my mind spin? Why did my hands stay still? I wanna
Insanity by Skinwalker. I don't believe I did the call-in number this evening. My bad. 858-815-2333. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Yes. Okay, so I'm having, like, a lovely chat here with Lamar Gafford on Flash Chat on Blog Talk Radio right now. And he has requested that I do a poem, another reading. Yay! So I'm going to do Still I Rise. Sorry. Still I Rise by none other than Maya Angelou. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Because I walk like I've got oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like moons and like suns with the certainty of tides. Just like hope springing high. Still, I'll rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes. Shoulders falling down like teardrops weakened by my soulful cries. Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't you take it awful hard, because I laugh like I've got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatefulness, but still, like air, I'll rise. Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I dance like I've got diamonds at the meeting of my thighs? Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean, leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak that's wondrously clear, I rise, bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise. I rise. I rise. The end. So I Rise by Maya Angelou. Read by yours truly, Sandra London of LiveAndGrind.com. Yes, hope you enjoyed that.
emptiness in. Take all that's left. I take hold of this heart, study its part. Alone in the dark, only sheltered in part. And I came by your window tonight, and I can't stop the pouring of the rain.
Sandra London speaking. You're on the air. Who's calling?
Yes, this is Lamar.
Lamar! Hello! Hi!
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Did you enjoy my readings this evening? I know you weren't able to catch the full first one.
Well, I want to say, yeah, I did. I want to say that this has been a very good show that I've been listening to here. Finally got a chance to listen, so, you know, I just wanted to at least show my support.
Oh, thank you so much. You're awesome. And
no,
you're awesome. You're awesome in more ways than one. Why don't you tell everybody what you've been up to? I had an interview with him, for anyone unaware, right here on my show, and he's due for another return full-out interview, but just briefly, if you can, please let everybody know what you've been up to with your sports journalism.
Well, right now, I'm a sports editor for the Natchitoches Times, small city in Louisiana, at least trying to get a start somewhere. So doing some bigger and better things, and I'm also still been blogging on my site. You were just thinking it. blogspot.com, and also have a little bit of a radio show of my own called the Gavin Brown Show, which I co-host with.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let me write this one down because I remember we were speaking about this not too long ago, but I didn't know it was already titled. Tell me again, what's the title of your radio show?
The Gavin and Brown Show.
Okay, Gavin Brown Show. Okay, send me the link, and I will put it on my website for anybody who's like a huge sports fan. They can come and check you out. Because I try my hardest without ever really watching very much sports. But yes, this guy right here, he knows way more, tons more. That is his job. So like, yeah.
Oh, man. Out there.
And yeah, he's got a radio show going on. So what's
but
up?
Yeah, thank you
what
very
you
much. And I'm also, you know, correspond to some other radio show too. So I'll send you those links.
Yes, please do, please do. And I will have him here on the show again for a much more thorough flogging. Much more thorough, thing, sharing of your awesomeness and all your projects and your video show. And we both, for all you out there, we both lost our most recent bet, and we're both on the same side, that's why we both lost. But he won more than I won as far as losing, if that makes any sense, because I predicted they would lose by, I mean, sorry, Denver would win by 5 or more, and yeah, no. He was more conservative in his friendly bit, and that was for good reason. This man knows what he's doing. So I still, it was contingent upon Denver winning as far as any, like what's going to happen if who wins, but yeah, like I owe him, y'all. So I'm making that known. But we'll all try to get a little bit more like him and know a little bit more about sports and the like by
hey, what's wrong?
And seeing what's going on. So yeah, so stay tuned for that, everyone, and check out youwerejustthinkingit.blogspot.com. Once again, youwerejustthinkingit.blogspot.com. And you want to give me your Twitter name as well?
Oh, yes. My Twitter name is @primetime2832. That's @primetime2832.
2832. Primetime2832. Follow him. He will guide you in an awesome way to knowing what's going on in the sports world, man. So there we are. Thank you so much for calling in.
No problem.
Yes, and everybody.
I'll just do this more often too.
For sure. Yes. Oh my goodness. Yes. Anytime. Anytime. Just call in. Yes. All right. Hope you all have enjoyed this evening's episode of Playtime with Sandra Radio. You can check out more about me at livinggrind.com. My Twitter is @I'mSandraLondon, the letter I, the letter M, Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A, London, L-O-N-D-O-N, all one word. Yes. So, good night.
Hello, all you sexy Naked Girls Radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you.